Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I want to let you guys know that I know some of you probably came to my, if you haven't, and you're just your first time, then that's great. But some of you probably came to my podcast shows, listened to them, wondering, you know, about, you know, from the songs that I released. And I released these new songs, you know, I Do Love You, and I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. My podcast is a variety show, but I really, truly, it's about my dream to be a professional artist and to be, you know, able to work and do well as a professional recording artist, musician, songwriter. I'm also an actor. I do act because I act in my own videos and do things. But the song is, you know, I Do Love You is just, I know, you know, I'm just playing live on the podcast related to a song that I released on the album Legacy Songs and Beyond Goodbye For Now. That was the last album, which was released early this year. So I played it. You probably noticed I'm playing it on a different keyboard. I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. That is, that's actually related to the I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True Part 2, you know, that was released this year. I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True Part 2. That was a recorded version that I did in the recording studio. It stems from this song that I played that was just released. This is the first version. I written both. So I took this first version, and some of the keys that I played was put on the recorded version, which I did was one of my last songs to do with the Day Warbird. Well, anyway, it's been released to you as a single for you to listen. I'm so sorry. I have critics, you know, every artist has critics, so people wonder about my voice. You know, I have a great voice, and I've always been a vocalist, and I would probably, you know, if I was on a microphone or just my voice, I would be profoundly singing, over-sing, but I guess my voice is buried, but it's part of the process, I guess. I'm doing the podcast show, and I have all these, you know, doing the drums and and the keyboards, and so maybe my voice is a little buried, but I think my voice sounded good. I had fun doing that. Both songs are part of my broadcast music BMI ASCAP repertoire. I did 377, going on 378 songs that been registered. Now, the songs, they're one of many songs that I've done. I've done thousands of songs, and they all, most of them have not been registered with BMI or copyrighted. These 378 songs pretty much have. The reason why is because, as I mentioned, some of them have been lost. But, so if I make a song, a great song on the keyboard, or if I make a song, but by using my voice. So I use my voice as an instrument, not just to sing. I register it with BMI. So these songs I register with BMI. I written these songs and being with an independent label for a long time, it's been, we wanted to be able to release songs. I mean, with, you know, two or three for independent labels. But it took me a very long time to get to that part, so I'm glad I at least got to that part to release records. It is my goal since I was a teenager when I came to LA to be in the industry. I had no money, and practically I still don't. I'm still a starving artist in some ways, but still with that dream. And I'm glad that I became, got the BMI and became a became a professional songwriter, because I love to write a lot of things. And, you know, as I said again, don't listen to any naysayers or critics or people who make up stories about these songs. You know, there's no one else who written it, and, you know, I'm an independent person and all that. I've, like, just like the other artists, I have these dream killers who want to take the, don't listen to it. But I do love you, and I want my Hollywood dream to come true with just a live version. I hope to do more originals. And, you know, I didn't, you know, when you would listen to my albums, like Legacy Songs and Beyond, or other songs I've done in the recording studio, or, you know, recording studio, where, you know, you hear my voice and it's there. But with these songs, it's just, there's no microphone. So I'm just doing it on podcast. I'm just sitting there, and it's, you know, it's hard to, you know, concentrate and do everything, but I'm sitting there with the keyboard in front of the, you know, the microphone, you know, in the podcast studio. So it's a great thing to do. I will hopefully do more recordings. I don't know, but if, you know, if I don't, because, you know, I have tons of studio recordings and stuff that I release to the public, because I'm such a, you know, prolific singer, songwriter, musician, and also done a lot of videos. You can check my videos on Vevo. You can check all the singles that I release. You know, it's part of that, you know, persistence, that drive to be an artist. It's always been the most important goal for me coming into, you know, being in LA, is to be that singer, songwriter, musician, or actor. You know, it's about, you know, making music is so important. It's the most important thing in my life. It's the most important part of my art. It's a centerpiece, because that's what I came out here for, was to be a rock star, you know, a rock musician. So I've been doing it for a very long time. I've been doing podcasts for years, 10 years. It's been a journey, and I evolve artistically with the times. You know, so that's the point I want to make. You know, if you have any questions about those two singles, you know, I've written the lyrics and I played it, you know, how, you know, just like any typical musician, you know, you play it on the keys. You just have to find the right keys. But with vocally, with these songs, my voice was not used in the writing. It was really the keyboard. So they were keyboard, written on a keyboard, you know, piano. So other songs, the voice was used. So if you have any questions about my music, let me know. And remember, always contact me about anything related to anything you hear, or anything related to my music, because I'm the one, I'm the source to tell you the truth. I've been an independent artist. I have control of my music. It's a joy to do. Being an artist, you know, the joy is to make music. Making music, coming up with ideas on how to write a lyric and the melody, is so essential to the song. And to be able to sing it from something that I made or helped make is truly a blessed situation. So thank you for listening. Good day, good night from Death Knight.